Thanks, Eric, and thanks for the opportunity to speak today. My talk's on the application of brain MRE to assess cognitive function. So we're going to go back and we're going to fast forward 50 years again. So just to give some background into why we're doing this is looking at cognition with MRE is because episodic memory is one of the first signs and symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. And cognitive tests have usually shown a good ability to predict mild cognitive impairment to AD conversion. There are issues with psychological measurements, so there's a need for an alternative biomarker. There's a consensus that the hippocampus supports this episodic type of memory, which is defined by an individual to consciously retrieve a previously episode of life. And it's the same as relational memory as what Curtis has spoke about because of its rich context dependence. So the left hippocampus has been implicated in verbal memory, whereas the right is more to do with visuospatial associations. And there's a well-established relationship between hippocampal volume and cognitive decline in aging. However, it's not been able to predict accurately the development of Alzheimer's disease, and there's not a linear relationship suggesting that another method needs to be used. So as Kurt has already mentioned, with their hippocampal pipeline, viscoelasticity correlates with relational memory in young adults. So that means the greater viscosity, the poorer the performance. So where they report the adjusted damping ratio, we just report the damping ratio. So it's just not the one minus, it's just loss divided by storage. And as you mentioned as well, the aerobic fitness has been associated with hippocampal damping ratio. So just to give a bit of background about what happens to the aging brain, as discussed by Aaron, we're finding that the stiffness parameter changes over a widespread area. And so including the global cerebrum, which is, does this work? Yeah, there's a global decline in stiffness, and that's also happening in structures such as the caudate, the pallidum, the putamen, and the thalamus. But we didn't detect a difference in stiffness in the hippocampus. And then if we were to look at the damping ratio, we see a change in viscosity within the hippocampus. So we're finding that it gets more viscous in older age, and this was in an age group of between 65 and 75 years. So we do know that there are these age-related changes, but then we were then interested to see whether this could be tied to the cognitive decline that is common in this age group. So the study aim was to investigate the relationship between episodic memory and hippocampal MRE in cognitively healthy older adults. And we used a verbal memory task to see if this would elicit a specific association with the left hippocampi, as that's already known for its role in verbal memory. So we had 12 participants. They were assessed with the Montreal Cognitive Assessment to ensure they didn't have any underlying memory problems. And the test of episodic memory was a verbal paired associate subtest from the Welshland Memory Scale. So it's widely used clinically to assess episodic memory. And it involves the examiner reading a list of words and their pairs of words, and the participant has to remember their association and then recall the associated word once the examiner asks for one of them later. And they could be semantically or not related at all. So the methods we use are the same as Curtis mentioned. That we've got the resonant actuator, a single frequency 50 hertz vibrations, a 1.6 acquisition, millimeter acquisition, and a nonlinear inversion algorithm that incorporates soft prior regularization. We use FreeSurfer for the region of interest segmentations, and the output parameters were of the shear stiffness and the damping ratio. And we used a GUI, in-house GUI, to do the automatic measurements of each brain structure, and it performs an optimized co-registration between the MRE and the anatomical scan as well. So we hypothesized that, consistent with findings in younger adults, that hippocampal damping ratio would be associated with memory performance, and that the greater viscous behavior on the hippocampus would be associated with a poor performance, and that the left hippocampus would be have a stronger effect. So the statistical analysis we used were Pearson correlation coefficients. We controlled for age, sex, ROI volume, and full-scale IQ, which was administered, the NARC was administered for that, which is a widely known score of intelligence. We used the amygdala and the global cerebrum as our control regions. So when we look at the bilateral results, we can see a strong negative correlation between the damping ratio and memory performance. We didn't find a correlation between volume or stiffness. And this is just to show the results for the amygdala and the cerebrum. So we're not finding any significant associations here either. Of note, the amygdala is approaching significance, but we think that's maybe to do with perfect separation of the structures because they are they're close, close together. So possibly our segmentation procedure might need further work. And what's interesting here is that the population coefficient of variation is 18% in hippocampal damping ratio, which is showing a great variation, and more so than volume, suggesting it could be more sensitive to changes within that group. And then if we look at the unilateral results, we see the left hippocampus does have a stronger association with memory performance. And the coefficient of variation is high, it's 27%, suggesting this is there's a wider range difference in this population. The right hippocampus is not significant at this stage, but we think it's probably due to the small sample size, and that could change. And this is just an example of the images. On the left, there's a low damping ratio suggesting of high performance. And on the right is a different subject who scored low on the memory performance but had a high damping ratio. So to conclude, episodic memory is associated with hippocampal damping ratio in older subjects. Consistent with findings in young adults, we find greater viscosity in poor performance scores. The association was stronger in the left hippocampi, a region known for its role in verbal memory. And that has implications for looking at studies investigating hemispheric lateralization. But we do acknowledge that the results are very preliminary at this stage due to the small sample size, and we would hope to recruit a larger number of subjects in the future. I'd just like to acknowledge everyone I've worked with and take any questions. Thank you.
So I have a question. The memory test that you ran, was that your only test that you ran? And if not, how did you control for multiple tests?
We ran the MOCA to start with, just to ensure like a good baseline. But the Welschler memory scale, the verbal paired associates, was the only test we ran.
Cool. And yeah, are you planning to pre-register or anything like that so that as part of your output, people will know that you didn't run a bunch of tests and pick the one that was significant?
No, it was just the test we looked at. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just the one.
Cool.
Oh yeah, they're non-significant. None of them are significant for the hippocampus or the amygdala or the cerebrum.
Okay.